Welcome, serious friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of kfiya mitzvahs. So Sefer Chochmas Shlomo and Choshen Mishpat. This is the fifth shiur. The Sefer Chochmas Shlomo and Choshen Mishpat and Siman Kuf Zayin Sif Aleph asks, according to the shittas, that din kfiya is shayach if Beis Din wants to, even if they're not musar ala kfiya. If that's true, the Beis Din is allowed to be kofi, but it's not a special tzibur ala kfiya. So then, what's the kasha of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Davov Amir Aleph? And the pasuk v'asisa, that it's an azhar that the Beis Din coerces the person to fulfill their mitzvah to bring their karban. Frek the Gemara, we already learned it from Yakrivoso that kofenoso lahakriv. So why do you need the v'asisa to tell you kofenoso? You already learned from Yakrivoso. So the kasha is from the pasuk of Yakrivoso. We don't learn azhar of the Beis Din. Just that they're able to coerce, but not that they're forced to, not that they're required to. Just that they're allowed to, even though it says Lertzono, like Tosfos says, you would think it says Lertzono. There's no kfiya, kamashmalan, that there is kfiya, and it's considered Lertzono. But Ve'asisa is an Azhara. So according to the opinion that when there's no Azhara, and the Beis Din, can still coerce, then what's Bechalal the Gemara's Kasha? You have one Pasik of an Azhara and Beis Din to coerce, and you have another Pasik to tell you that they're allowed to coerce. Not a Kasha at all. It works great according to that Shita. How are they going to explain the Gemara? One is an Azhara, and the other one is telling you that they're allowed to. So based on what we explained in the previous shiur, that karbanos require ratzon. In order for there to be ratzon, it has to be his own chiyuv. A person's only going to have ratzon if they're fulfilling their own chiyuv. They know it's their responsibility, it's their obligation. There's going to be a kiyum of their tzana. And then, as was explained, this is davar hamudal ala Beis Din. Because when it comes to a person's individual chiyuv, that it's the Beis Din's job, as we discussed, to enforce. Beis Din has to worry about him fulfilling his job. And that's what the V'asisa says. The Beis Din has to force him. Because if there's a din klapov relating to him that he should do something, this is kfiya midin didei. This is a kfiya for his purposes. And that's mutal ala Beis Din. Beis Din's job is to make sure that people are makayim their chovos, their obligations, as we saw in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs by Shoftim Shoftim Titen Lecha. So if that's true, then we can already learn that from Yakrivoso. From Yakrivoso we learn there's a din didei. Why do you need to come on to Ve'asisa that there's a din on him? We already learned that from Yakrivoso. And Yakrivoso is not teaching us that it's an option. Yakrivoso is teaching us that it's an obligation. But he says, Yakrivoso lertzono. It has to be with his ratzon. And it's only going to be his ratzon if it's his own personal obligation. Not our obligation, not as it affects the community, but his own personal obligation, as we explained. That's when he's going to have his ratzon. So if that's true, then that can be derived from Yakrivoso. Why do you need Ve'asisa, Azhara the Beis Din Sheasucha? We've already learned from Yakrivoso that there's an Azhara on the Beis Din. You can't say that it's talking about an Orishus on the Beis Din. Yakrivoso is an Azhara on the Beis Din because it says that it has to be Lertzona. And the only way it's going to be Lertzona if it's his own personal Chiyuv. And if it's his own personal Chiyuv, then it's a Chiyuv Mutal ala Beis Din. It's the Beis Din's job to do the Kfiya. So you can't say that one Pasuk is talking about an Azhara on the Beis Din, and the Pasuk of Yakrivoso is talking about there's no Azhara on the Beis Din. No, Yakrivoso is talking about there's any that Azhara on the Beis Din. But it says Lertzona. And this Ratzon is that he fulfills his own personal obligation. You're talking about his own personal obligation. That's a Chiyuv on the Beis Din. Chiyuv on the Beis Din. So that's already done from Yakrivoso Lertzona. And what do you need Ve'asisa for? Azhara ala Beis Din. We already have from Yakrivoso, it's an Azhara ala Beis Din. That's the Kashi of the Gemara. And with this we can also mount to the Kashi of the Sefer Chemdis Yisrael on Tosim Rosh Hashanah. Why do we need a pasuk of Yaakov Osim Malami Chikofen Osat Shiyom Rotsani? You force him to do every mitzvah essay. That's the Kashi of Tosis. Frektichem de Shleime, that if we say that Kfiyah L'chol Mitzvah essay requires a Beis Din, maybe the pasuk of Yaakov Oso Shekofen Oso Shelo Ayyidei Beis Din is talking about Shekofen Oso Shelo Ayyidei Beis Din. So what's the kasha? Normally Kfiyah is Mitzad Beis Din, and here the Chiddush is even not Mitzad Beis Din. Beis Din we explained in the previous shiur. This pasuk has to be talking about Beis Din, because otherwise it wouldn't be Lertzono. Because the only time there's Lertzono, if it's Kfiyah Midin Didei, if it's Kfiyah Mitzad, his own obligation, then it's going to be Lertzono. So in the Mela, that has to be talking about the Beis Din. So Tosas is a good Kasha. Tepe Glesha Kofan HaKol Mitzvah's essay. You can't answer the Yaakov Oso is telling Shekofan Shelo Ayyidei Beis Din. Because this pasuk has to be talking about Beis Din. Because if it wasn't Beis Din, it wouldn't be Lertzono. Because the only time it could be Lertzono, if it's Kfiyah Midin Didei, if it's from his own obligation, it's based on his own obligation. And if it's based on his own obligation, then it's the Beis Din's job to make him sure he fulfills his obligation, as we explained. So therefore, Tosfos is a good kasha. This is clearly talking about the Beis Din, typically that they're Kofa Kol Mitzvah's essay. And with this, we can also explain Tosim Seches Bava Basra. The Miyashiv, the Kasha there, that how did Rava force someone to give tzedakah? Tzedakah is a mitzvah essay. Shemat schar kasuv b'tzida. So since it's a mitzvah essay that the schar is written next to it, there's no kfiyah. Answers Tosis in the name of the Ritzbah. We give a number of terutzim. The terutz of the Ritzbah is the ruling that Beis Din is not Musar in a Mitzvah essay, that Matan Schar is written B'tzidah, that ruling means that Beis Din is not punished if they don't coerce the person indefinitely until he complies. The Beis Din is going to compel him to a certain degree. Chein Mashma B'Yerushalmi Da Moicher Etz Sfina. And this view is also indicated in the Talmud Yerushalmi, Parakamochar is Esfina, that Beis Din is Musharim, but they're not Ne'anashim. The Yerushalmi there interprets the Pasuk, which states, Mosnei Tzedek Yelechem, that if one has Mosnei Tzedek, his honest scales, he's going to be rewarded with money Yelechem. This exempts the Beis Din from enforcing it, since the Metzah says, Shema Nischar Kasu B'tzida. The Gemara says, how can you say in Beis Din Mushar Aleh? We derive from the Pasuk in Dvarim, which states Evan Shlema B'tzedek Yelecha, that Beis Din is obligated to appoint people to oversee the scales. So how can you say they're not Musar? So Yerushalmi answers, Ein Beis Din Musar Aleh means Ein Beis Din Ne'anashim Aleh. Klein Mashvi Yerushalmi Perka Mocher Es Hesfina Vahidichol Basar. And regarding that Gemara in Perakol HaBasar, about one who wasn't respectful to his father and they tied him to a post to give him lashes, to coerce him to respect his father, and he said to them, leave him alone, seemingly indicating that Beis Din is not involved at all for mitzvah essay shemat and schar because of betzida. Bahuidu kol basa de la b'moker avui, wouldn't honor his father. Kaftu, they tied him up to a pillar, post, The Amra Lahu Shafku, and he said, leave him alone. Hachipur Shainchem Musharim. The explanation of that incident is Tosi is telling them you're not responsible to coerce him until he complies, as beyond other mitzvahs. The Bezin told him, make a sukkah or lulav, and he doesn't comply, we smite him until his soul leaves him. In other words, Bezin doesn't let up until he complies or dies. As the Gemara states in a Perek HaKosev, however, regarding Kibud Aveim, since there's Matan Schar B'Tzida, we don't hit him at Shetetze Nafsho, we coerce him, but to a lesser degree. And the Mordechai there, he brings it B'Yadr Arichus. D'Adein Bezin Shalmatam Usharna like a Shar Mitzvahs, Haimadein Lechbosu at Shiyase. Shimakan also at Shetetze Nafsho, like it says at Subis. Finally, in Ma'asin, Shekatsu B'Sein Mari Elim Tovelim, about Mekomukom Musharim Alei, they're not forcing him till the end, but Musharim, Bein Musharim Alei, they come around. What does it mean? Bezin is not punished if they don't force him. Rayal Davim Yerushalmi, Dav Baser Perkei Alocha. Hey, Ksiv Mosnei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek. The Kana Bucham Kol Mitzvah Shemad Sora Kosev Bitzida. Ain Bezin Musharmele Yielacha, Manelacha and Grimus Alkach. Temar Hachem. So in other words, you have to get the Bezin involved. Amr of Bun Barchia, Kaini Masnissin called Mitzvah Shemat and Schar Kosov Bitsida, Ain Bein Bezdin Nan Noshim Alel. So the word is they coerce, but they're not punished. If they don't. So there's coercion, but to a lesser degree. It's a lesser level of coercion. Vahita Chobasak Abehulo Polega Yushalmi, Dachi Kamar Kevin Shabiashnim, also Shakafisim also, Anatan Sikhim Matrochi also, and Yushalmi. In the Bavli that says that he told him that you don't have to give him lashes, it's not arguing with the Yerushalmi that Beis Din is responsible. Kevin biyashed him, she biyashed him also, she kafitz him also, and atan tzrichim utrochio. So you already embarrassed him. You already tied him up to the pillar. You don't have to worry about it anymore. You're not punished, so there's a certain amount of fear. But you don't have to go all the way. So l'chora advarim einam muvanim klal. Sherei hatam lama shemitzisesei sheman schar kosu v'tzid ein beizim muzharim aleha. Writes Rashi in Kechulin, daf kufyud amid beiz, shum vishum delakach pirei sheman schar aloim alecha im lo tekaimenu zeu onsho shelo tito schar al ze. Pshat is, if man schar is kosu v'tzid, Torah is telling you that this is going to be your punishment. There's not going to be another punishment. Bezin's not getting involved. This is going to be the consequence, that you're not going to get this schar. Since it's a svar and it's not a gzeiras hakasev, not the force, what svara is that they're not punished for it, but they're warned about it. Where do we have in the svar of Rashi to pater the Bezin from onesh? They don't give kfiyah, but not liftor me'azhara, but they're still enjoined, they're still commanded to do a certain amount of kfiyah. Rashi Svari is, if there's not in Schar Kosev Bitsita, so there's no kfiyah at all, because the Torah is telling you, you want to know what the consequences of not keeping this mitzvah, not getting this schar. So there's no kfiyah at all. So how can we take this middle ground and say there's kfiyah, but not out of the self? Not pitom. There's kfiyah, but they're not nen nashim, they're musharim, but they're not nen nashim. Also, if they're Musharim, how are they not Nanashim? They were over on their Azhara. And there are other kashas on this Tosis as well. We've asked so many kashas already in these Shiurim, we're just going to get to the Mahalach and Tosis. That Svaras Rashi, that Matan Schar Kosev Bitsida, is effective only klape hadin beizdin. Shudina ba mitzad ha-mechuyev shemutal ha-beizdin lakufu l'kayim dinim. The Rasar of Rashi, that they're telling you these are the consequences, that's vis-a-vis beizdin. Man schar kosev bitzida is telling him, lo te kaimen ezeu onsho, shelo tito schar, you're not going to get schar. This is your onesh. That's all, Klapi the Beis Din. Shebezeh shekol shekavala Torah schar. Zeo kfiya, so you know what the kfiya is? The schar. That's all. It's telling you. That's, you know what the consequences of you not keeping this mitzvah are? That you're not going to get this schar. That's what it means, man schar kosev betzida. And there's no additional din on the Beis Din. But, as we explained at length in the previous shiurim, there's a din I'll call echad ve'echad mitzad afrushe mei sura. Wait a second, this person's not doing their mitzvah. We have to make sure mitzad us. It's causing us harm. He's over. So we have a din, we have a schus to prevent this aveira. L'didan. For us. And therefore we're allowed to force. Otherwise we also get the aveira. We also suffer. Like the Ritvan, Ksubis, Mentes, Samad Beis, Shekofen Alat Staka, because of Machsar and Shalaniyim. That we can coerce to give Staka because the Aniyim lack. Medigali Kravi, Asisa, Shebenoidir, Laniyim, Kofen Osa. Since it says Ve'asisa, which means you force, if somebody is Noidir, Laniyim, if somebody makes a neder to give the aniyim, we force him. Mishumachsarim shel aniyim. Apparently, he holds like the ktsos in Chavov Sifkat Nalef, that no der b'tztaka. There's also no kfiya, machmas matan schara kasev b'tzida. Even though the scharas and mitzvah tztaka are not the neder. But nevertheless, even if one makes a neder, there's no kfiya. So why is there kfiya? Mishumachsarim shel ha'aniyim. That here, the pasuk was megaleh, that there's a schus kfiya mitzad tzarech didan, which is machsarim shel ha'aniyim. So mitzad him, there's no chiv. Matan schar kasev betzida. But mitzad us, there's a chiv. As far as we're concerned, because the aniyim lack, so we can force him. Doesn't matter the man's schar is kasev betzida. It's interesting, in Rosh Hashanah, Davav, Mashmal, so the Ritva is that mitzad shibud nechasim we're talking about. That's why he has to give. Not kemashmal as far as viksubis, that it's a din machmas tzarech aniyim. Look in the chasim sofer in kofayin zayin. V'yesh laharich. So we can say the same thing about kfiya shemitzad didan. There's also kfiya as far as we're concerned, because we need the tzedakah. So we're being called for mitzad our din, and not that the Ritzbah writes she'ena anoshim, hainu ala onesh shemitzad din b'chiyuv ha-beiz din ditu, shebot shebishar mitzasim lo kafu avu al chiyuv mitzad beiz din. When it comes to other mitzvahs, they don't force and they're over on their chiyuv mitzad bezin and they're punished. But onesh chamur is if they're over on any mitzvah essay. It's not like this in this mitzvah essay. But like we said, asharu mitzvahs and asharu mitzvah. So we're going to be harmed. Remember, we split it up into two dinim. There's a din of the bezin being kof from mitzvah the person's chiyuv. And then there's the din of the our rights to force mitzad the community that he's harming us, and we have a right to uphold our rights. And mitzad that we can force him to give the tzedakah. So beis din are not punished like they would normally be, but they're still muzharim mitzad chovah didan because of us, because of our his obligation to us. And that's why they appoint somebody to make sure, like it says in the Yerushalmi, that he gives his staka. It's not a chiyuv on the Beis Din, mehilchos Beis Din, that they're memana somebody. But it's like the Chasim Sofer writes about kfiya lemno avera. And when it says Beis Din, it's begeder shlichus shel Yisrael, that they should make sure there's a Beis Din. It's not midin Beis Din, qua Beis Din. So midin beizdin kol Yisrael, representing the community, because this person has an obligation towards the community, give tzedakah. So since this kfiya is mitzad the community, so beizdin is musharim, but they're not ne'anashim. So they have to make sure that he gives it, and there's a limit to how far they go. Not achetet se nafsho. It's not like other mitzvahs. It is a chi of midin didhu. Midin himself, this person. It's only a chi of mitzaras. So therefore, there's a limited amount of kfiya. And the same thing applies to kibud avim. We're forcing him to be mechaber his father, but without lashes. Zman schar kasuv b'tzida. But there's still an obligation to try, and to a certain extent, to compel him to honor his father. So therefore, there's no chiv on the basin. They're not makim achitet se nafsho, but it's enough that they tie him up. Also, the Ritzba opened up. He said it starts off with matan. He starts off with matan schar kosev b'tzida in musharin. Meaning, there's no hakah achitet se nafsho. There's no hakah. That's how the Ritzba started. And then Tosfos continues and says that ain't anoshim. Bezin isn't punished. So which one is it? First we're saying Ein Bezin Muzharin Al Mitzisei Se Shema Nischar Kosev B'tzid B'tzida, which means if there's no Hakah, you don't have to hit. And then what does it mean they don't have to hit? It means that they're not punished. So these seem to be two different things. One is a pasach be'hakah, and siyem be'ein enoshim. That's pshat. So the pshat is that when it says ein kan hakah, we're saying there's no chiyuv beizin medina didei. There's only a din of kfiya medina didan. Why is there no hakah? Why is beizin not hitting him? Because it's not their din. It's only our din. And therefore, it follows from this: if it's only our din, ein anashim. Not nenash midin beistin, but they will be harmed from the fact that somebody sinned and they did nothing about it. But I'm midin beistin. Therefore, in the Gemara in Chulin, they already forced him, they already tied him to the post to give him lashes. And the Shaila was hitting him. So since Einan Nashim, what does it mean Einan Nashim? They don't have a din based in. So yes, they have a schus and a ptur if they hit him, because Kol Echad Ve'Echad has a ptur. Because as we explained in the previous year, that when it comes to Beis Din has to hit. When it comes to other people, they just have a ptur if they hit. They're not obligated, because they have a schus to stand up for their rights. And their rights are not to be harmed. So in order to assert their rights, they're allowed to hit this person. They have a schus. It's not a chiyuv. It's only a chiyuv on the Beis Din. So there's no chiyuv hakal here. So this person who wasn't honoring his father, the fact that they tied him to the post to give him lashes, that's enough. They don't have to hit him anymore. There's no chiyuv, because there's no chiyuv mitzad Beis Din. But if they would, as is the mashmos of Tosfos, they wouldn't be punished, because they have that schus. They're allowed to. Ein chen musharim lachricho ad sheyase kishar mitzvas aseh, like sukkah. Makin also ad sheteitzei nafshes. So you're not obligated to do so. That's only the chiyuv and the Beis Din. But here, your chiyuv is otherwise. Your chiyuv is to do some coercion, and then you have the right. You have the schus. If you do hit him, you'll be pater, because that's what we spoke about in the previous year. Asserting your rights. We have a right not to be harmed by this public nuisance. This person who's sinning is causing a nezek, is causing damage and harm to everybody else. So memela would be, we have this chustin, but now they're chayiv too. And therefore you don't have to toil and worry about it. So the whole ritzba is mamish kishmak now. It's based on our principle that there are two aspects to kfiya. Is that in the Beis Din, which is a chiyuv hakal, which doesn't apply for matan schar kasuv bitzida, and then there's the aspect of the kol echad ve'echad, that we're obligated, even if matan schar is kasuv bitzida. And when Beis Din is coercing him, they're coercing him mitzad our din. But there's no hitting. Hitting isn't necessary. You do other types of coercion, tying him to the pillar, other ways. So here also, it says in the Gemara, Achbe, Rav Nassim, Rava coerced Rav Nassim to give 400 just for tzedakah. Hi, what about this inyan of kol mitzasei shematan schar kasuv b'tzida? Ein beizin shal matim usharna land stakas matan schar kasuv b'tzida. So the answer is ein usharim, ein en nashim. The mitzat chov is based in, they're not punished if they don't fulfill their chov and force him to give the tzedakah. But there's still a chiyuv mitzat us, as the community, as the Jewish world. So Beis Din has to force him as far as that's concerned. And how far does the forcing go? It goes without hakah. But they're still pater if they do hakah. Because hakah is not a chiyuv. It would be a chiyuv if it would be mitzvah the chiyuv Beis Din to enforce the mitzvah. But since here they're not coming mitzvah the chiyuv Beis Din, they're coming mitzvah the chiyuv of Klal Yisrael, so there's no chiyuv hakah. But you do other types of coercion. And if one does hakah, if Beis Din does hit him in the end, that's mashma from Tosfos, they're pater, they're off the hook. Why? Because that's their schus to prevent this person from harming them. So divrei haritzba by mal makoma b'shalom baruch Hashem. So there is loads more to say, and b'ritzos Hashem darkeinu, we will hopefully continue in the next shir. Lo modu lelamed lishma v'lasos. Lekayim. It's called Divrei Salma Tarasu B'Ahava. Amen, B'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.